Why did one who was God, verse 6, choose to humble himself by becoming human, verse 7, and dying a despicable death, verse 8? He did it to bring us into our right relationship with God. The perfect relationship that had existed between God and humans at the beginning of time was broken when they chose to rebel against God by disobeying his rules for living. No amount of human effort could restore this relationship to what it was before. But God had already planned a solution to the problem in the person of Jesus Christ. As a man, he could represent human beings, and as God, he was able to offer himself as a perfect sacrifice for all our sins. He became nothing so that we could become something. How then does all this help us to live out the attitude of Jesus Christ? Here are three practical ways. First of all, lay aside your rights. Verse 6. Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Most of us, if we're honest, are very concerned about our rights. By nature, we desperately want to cling on to what is ours by right. I have a right. But sometimes, for the sake of unity in the church, we need to lay aside our right to do something. Lay aside our right to be in a certain position. Lay aside our right to have first refusal of a particular task. There might be times in church life where you feel you've been unfairly overlooked. For example, you might believe you're the best person for a given task, yet somebody else has been asked to do it. Listen carefully. Let it go. Don't jeopardize the unity of the body of Christ by getting involved in turf battles where you feel obliged to defend your particular ministry territory. This is mine. Stay away. This is mine. Don't encroach on it. This is mine. I'll build a little fence around it. No. And that takes humility to lay aside your rights. Secondly, be willing to serve. We see this in verse 7. Christ made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Sometimes it's a good idea to ask ourselves why we are actually doing something in the church, or why we might want to do a particular thing in the church. Is it to promote ourselves? Is it to make ourselves feel good, to give us a sense of fulfillment? Or is it because we have a genuine desire to serve God and his people within this particular fellowship? After all, that's what ministry is. That's what it's all about, service. That's what a minister is, a servant. And to be willing to serve, perhaps in areas where you might initially feel a bit uncomfortable, takes humility. Thirdly, get ready to obey. Verse 8, being found in appearance as a man, he, that's Jesus, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus said that if we love him, we will obey him. Obedience is the proof of the pudding, as it were. And for the people of God, obedience is not optional. It's easy to obey God when what he says in his word, the Bible, is in line with our own desires. But it takes humility to obey him when what he requires cuts across our own personal preferences. It takes humility to genuinely say with Jesus, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus' obedience led to death. Our obedience might lead to death, perhaps not physical death yet, but maybe death of our desires, death of our dreams. Is there an area in your life, an area in my life, where obedience would be costly. Even so, are we ready to obey? But this isn't the end of the story.